What we call the first step is rarely the beginning. The first word has been taking shape long before I speak it. By the time I speak, I am already preparing for that moment many times before. By the time I take a step, I have already tried hundreds of times. Nothing appears out of nowhere. Nothing happens all at once. Everything is built, layer by layer. Everything is a process I am still inside of. One thing slowly leading into another. I imagine a tower. I watch others build theirs. I watch their hands, their movements, how one block is placed on top of another. How many separate pieces become something new? At first, I don't really know what a tower is. I don't know the rules that hold it together. I don't know why it stands. Only that somehow it comes into being. So I try to imitate it. My movement is uncertain. The blocks slip. They fall. They wobble. My hands are still unsteady, still learning the movement. So sometimes I try with force, pushing, squeezing, trying again. I watch, I imitate, I copy the movement, the sound. When someone presses two blocks together, there is a small sound. Eh. I thought the sound matters too. So I made it as well, eh. As if the sound and the action belong together. As if building the tower requires both. At the beginning, everything feels important. Slowly, I start discovering what works, what doesn't work, what is essential, and what can be left behind. The world is still full of things I am learning to ignore. The movement of an insect. Water splashing against a surface. A shadow shifting across a wall. A sound repeating somewhere in the distance. To me, these are not details. They are the world itself. The building blocks of understanding. Every detail still matters. The boundaries between what is important and what can be let go are still forming. There is no such thing as failure. Only not yet. Maybe next week. Maybe tomorrow. I know what I want. I say it. I try. And then I try again. I'm not ashamed of my curiosity. Not ashamed of my attention, not ashamed of my loud voice. Perhaps this is how every story begins. Not with a single defining moment, but with a slow unfolding that I am still inside of.